Today's shiur is Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Tes. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rav Chanina Nafik L'Kriyasa. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina Nafik L'Kriyasa. Rav Chanina went out to the villages and Ramalei Kroa Hadadi. And he met the people from the villages, and they asked him the following question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding the Beis Hamikdash. The house that Shlomo HaMelech built for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis Hamikdash, Shishim Amar Orko, was 60 Amos long, Vesim Rachboi, 20 Amos wide, Vishloshim Amar Kamasai, and its height was 30 Amos tall. Viksiv, yet there's another Pasuk, Lefnei Advir, the room inside, on the other side of the Mechitza, which means the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Esim Amar Oirich, Esim Amar Reichik, was 20 by 20, the Esim Amar Kamasai, and 20 Amas tall. So the question is obvious. Here we say that the height of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Pasuk indicates that it was 30 Amas tall, and here it says that it was 20 Amas tall. Amlu, so he responded, Kika Choshev. The second pasuk that speaks about the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is counting Misfas HaKruvim Lamala, from the top of the Kruvim to the top of the ceiling. As we will, Mitzvah Shem, learn, in the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, there were Kruvim, that's two Kruvim, that were 10 Amos tall. So when we speak about a height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim being 20 Amos, it's above the Kruvim, 20 plus 10 equals 30. Ask the Gemara Maikom Mashmon. When we speak about the height of a room, we always speak about the height without taking into consideration the furniture in the room or the Kruvim that are in the room. So if we want to speak about the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we should say it's 30 Amos tall. Why does it say that it was 20 Amos tall and not considering the area of the Kruvim? Answers the Gemara HaKamashman. The Pasuk wants to teach us that Lamata Kalamala, to compare the area where the Kruvim stood to the area above the Kruvim. Mala Mala Emishamish Klum, the area above the Kruvim don't really, were empty. It was empty airspace. Af Lamata Emishamish Klum, the area where the Kruvim actually stood did not really serve a purpose. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Besai Leila Rav Levi. It actually comes to support what Rav Levi said. Dom Rav Levi Tem Rav Yochanan. Dovazeb Mesoiris B'yadenim Mesenu. We have the following Mesoira. Makam Arm V'Kruvim Enem Ramida. The actual physical area where the Kruvim and the Aron stood did not really take up any room. And Tanya Nami Hochi, and so indeed do we learn in the Braisa, Aron Sh'asa Moshe, the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Yesh Le Revach Esa Amis L'Kal Ruach V'Ruach, there were 10 Amis on each side of it. Pasha Pshat is that the Kodesh HaKadoshim that was, as we just said, 20 by 20 Amis, but the Aron stood in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, if the Aron stood in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Aron takes up some space, so we can no longer have 10 Amos between the Aron and the wall. It must be that the Aron doesn't take up any physical space, and that's what the lesson of this pasuk is, that just like the empty space above the Kruvim certainly doesn't have anything in it, so too the Aron, the place where the Kruvim stood, did not take up any place. Why doesn't it take up any place? Because the Aron, the Kruvim, represent the Shechina, and Shechina is pure Ruchnius, and Ruchnius doesn't have any physical limitation, doesn't have any physical restraints, and that's why Enetof is Makam. Mefarshim say many Pshatim in helping us understand this Gemara. Once the Gemara began, Rav Chanina Nafik L'Kriyasa, which means as follows. I saw beautiful pshat. Rav Chanina was a Talmud Chacham, and he was learning in yeshiva. But Nafik L'Kriyasai, he left the yeshiva because he felt he needed to go out to make parnasa, and he went to the villages to sell, to do business. The people of the villages, however, seeing Rav Chanina act this way, wanted to teach, send him a lesson, and saying a person like you, who is a Talmud Chacham, should not be working, should not be going out to the villages. You should be in yeshiva. I, from where you live, a person who learns Torah is not limited with the gashmius restraints that other, that the rest of us have. Another pshat that I saw that Makam Aaron Einam in a Minyan is that the Gemara says Ein Abrach Mitzuya Loi B'Davar Madu V'Loi B'Davar Mashka V'Loi B'Davar Minyan, something that's counted, that's weighed, that's, there's no bracha. The Shechina represents pure bracha, and therefore bracha is not limited to a place, is not limited to such a place. Another pshat I saw, the Makam Aron Einam in a Minyan, is that Makam Aron V'Kruvim Einam in a Minyan, is that we know that people spend every person's panasa, what a person is supposed to earn on an annual basis, is decreed on Rosh Hashanah. So if a person gives tzedakah for Aron V'Kruvim, for Chachzokas HaTorah, to support learning, he would think that that takes away from the amount of money he has. Says the Gemara, Makam Aron V'Kruvim Einam in a Minyan. It doesn't take away, it doesn't detract from his income, it doesn't hurt. Another pshat that I saw is the Rambam says that there are three ksavrim. There's Kesed Torah, the crown of Torah, Kesed Kahuna, the crown of Kahuna, and Kesed Malchus, the crown of Malchus. And the Rambam goes on to explain that the Kesed Kahuna is limited to Aaron and his descendants. The Kesed Melucha was given to David HaMelech and his descendants. But the Kesed Torah, everybody is to be Zoicha to that Kesed. If somebody sits and learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, then he can end up also worthy of that Kesed. Makam Aron V'Kruvim Einam in a Minyan. There are no limitations to who can have that Kesed. Everybody can have that Kesed as long as he sits and learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Says the Gemara, as I said earlier, we're going to now discuss the Kruvim. Amar Avnoi Amar Shmuel. Kruvim b'nes ha'yayim ha'yindim. The way this Kruvim stood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was with a nes. Shnema, v'chomish amas knaf ha'kruv ha'achas, v'chomish amas knaf ha'kruv ha'shenis, eser amas m'ktsoyis ha'knafav v'ktsoyis knafav. So the pasuk speaks about the wingspan of each Kruv, that each Kruv had two wingspans of five amas, and given that there were two Kruvim standing next to each other, so now we have 20 amas, because 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5. But that doesn't take into consideration, says the Gemara, Gufayu Heichakaimi. The actual Kruv itself also takes up space. So how did that fit into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Shema Minah, from here we see that B'nais HaYoimdim, that there was a Nais, how the Kruvim were able to stay in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Maskul of Abaya, the Dilma Baltan Kutana Goylam Havakami, perhaps the wings of the Kruvim did not just stretch out from the body, but like by a chicken, where the wings of the chicken come out from the back, here too, the wings did not completely go stretched out past the body of the Kruvim, and now you don't have too much of a width. And as Tosfos points out, even if we'll say that that's the way the Kruvim's wings jutted out of their bodies, it's still 20 amos is still too much of a tight fit. So Tosfos says what Abaye means to ask with this question is not to say that there was no nes. All Abaye is trying to do is somewhat diminish how much of a nes there was. Another pshat is that perhaps the Rishonim do make the calculation that there was exactly room for 20 Amis, and one time the Kruvim weren't moved in and out, they just were placed there and left there permanently. For one time putting it there, they were able to. Ask the Gemara another question. Maskla Rava Vidilma Zesh Leikeneged Zevakaimi. Maybe the Kruvim weren't standing right flush next to each other, but one was in front of each other. And if one was in front of each other, you don't have a problem that it's taking up the whole width of the 20 Amis. Another question. Maskla Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Vidilma Bal Chasan Avakaimi. The way most Rishonim learn is that don't say that the Kruvim stood toward in the width or in the length of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is, as we quoted the Pasuk at the beginning of a shir, was exactly 20 Amos. Perhaps the Kruvim stood along the diagonal of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we know that that the mathematical formula, approximately, for a diagonal is a third more than each side. So if the sides of this room were each 20 Amos, then the diagonal was approximately 28 Amos. And now we certainly have enough room for the Kruvim to stand without any nes. Another pshat that I saw that the Gemara means belachsoina is who says that the Kruvim's arms were spread out straight. Maybe they were up or down in an angle and therefore don't take up that much of a width, and there was enough room for them to stand. Another question. Maskler of Hunabrader of Yeshua. Videlma Beisim Eloi Ravach. Yes, we quoted the Pasuk that the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim were 20 Amos by 20 Amos. But maybe that's the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But as we come higher in that room, the room becomes larger and the wings of the Kruvim weren't right on the floor, and in the area where the wings were stretched out, there was more of a dimension than 20 by 20 Amos. Another question, perhaps, asked the Gemara. Maskel Rapapa, the devil make of Havikai for Yidayu. Maybe the wings were not fully extended, but they curved down. And again, because they curve down, they don't need that whole width of 20 Amos. One more question. Maskala Rav Ashi. Bedilma Shachufi Avim Mashalchi. Maybe the wings were crossed over each other. And again, because they were crossed over each other, you don't need that much of a width. And there was enough room for them to stand. The Gemara continues discussing the Kruvim. Kate said in Umdim, how did the Kruvim stand? Rabbi Yochanan Rav Elazar, Charam Apneim Ish Al Achiv. The Pasuk says that they were facing each other. V'charamar, but there's another Pasuk that says, Pneim Bayis. One, how they were facing the walls. Actually, the Rishonim make an observation. The Pasuk that says, Pneim Ish Al Achiv, is a Pasuk in Shemais, speaking about the Kruvim in the Mishkan. The Pasuk of Pneim Labayis is a Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, which describes the Kruvim of that Shlomo HaMelech made. So ask the Mefarshim, perhaps they constructed the Kruvim in different ways. So why are our Gemara questioning and asking from one place to the other? Say to Mefarshim, from here we see that even though Shlomo HaMelech erected his own Kruvim, certainly the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech erected were as similar as possible to the Kruvim that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Because they didn't want to make any changes. And therefore, the Gemara is legitimately asking, how were the Kruvim standing? Were they standing facing each other? Were they facing the wall? And in fact, the Paiskim say, this is the basis I saw that the Pesukim discussed that it is prohibited for us to change the construction of the way our shoes look, with the beam in the middle, the Aron Kodesh in the front, because we see that we have to follow the model that has been in use by Klal Yisrael all these years. Ask the Gemara, or the man, the Amra. So now ask the Gemara, as we said, that says that the Kruvim Pneim Ishalachiv Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, or Pneim Labayis, that we're facing the wall? Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha. When Klal Yisrael are acting appropriately, the Kruvim face each other, otherwise they face the wall. Ask the Mefarshim. The Gemara says that when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says the Yuma, when the Goyim came by the Churban Abayis into the Heichel, for us a Kruvim shayim urim zeh bezeh, they saw that the Kruvim were connected to each other, facing each other. So ask the Mefarshim, our Gemara says the bezman she'ain oisim ritzoyne shal makoyim, the Kruvim aren't facing each other. So ask the Mefarshim, certainly at the time of the Churban Abayis, it was a time of Ein Oysim Ritzoyne Shomakoyim. So how could the Kruvim be facing each other? So one Teres the Rishayim suggests is that besides the Kruvim that were actually standing there, there were also Kruvim drawn on the Proichus. And what the Gemara said, that the Goyim noticed the Kruvim facing each other, refers to the Kruvim that were drawn on the Proichus. Another Teretz that I saw is that the whole Churban Habayis was really to serve as a kapara for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which would be a kapara for us. And once we indeed have a kapara, then the Kruvim will face each other. That's why the time of the Churban represents a time of Kaparas Avinos, and at a time of Kaparas Avinos, they're facing each other. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe actually explains that there's a tremendous deep concept to be understood here. The concept is that Golus is really the key to the Geula. The Kapara of Golus brings the Geula. Another pshat that I saw is, as we know, when people separate from each other, that is a time of deep emotion. That is a time where people really feel their love for each other when they're taking leave of each other. Especially at a time when Klal Yisrael was going out into a bitter Golus that we know lasts for thousands of years. The emotion at that moment, the feeling of connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael was very great. Pneim ish alachav. Another pshat that I saw was from the Yaris Devash. He says, while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, a Jew, it was a time of tremendous Gilui Shechina. And wherever a Jew would stand, he could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his tefillos would be heard and listened to. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as we know, the halacha requires, in order for our tefillos to be properly heard, we have to daven facing Eretz Yisrael, facing the Machkem HaMikdash. Bezman she'osim ritzoyne shel makom, wherever you face, your tefillos are answered. Bezman she'ein osim ritzoyne shel makom, then upneim alabayis, in order for our tefillos to be heard, then we have to face direct ourselves towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Machkem HaMikdash. Another pshat that I saw, Bezman she'osim ritzoyne shel makom, do you know what is the Zman of Oysim Ritzoyne Shemokoyim? Do you know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that we're doing what he wants? Pneim Ishalachiv, when one Jew cares about the other. Bezman she'ein Oysim Ritzoyne Shemokoyim, do you know what's a time that's not considered the time of Ritzoyne Shemokoyim? a time where Klal Yisrael is considered doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, of Pnei Malabayis, when everybody's only thinking about himself. When people are only thinking about their own bias, that is a time of Ein Oisim Ritzon Shemakim. Ask the Gemara, Ulamanda Omer, Ufnei Malabayis, Haksiv Ufnei Mishalachiv. And as the Rishonim point out, why don't we say the same teretz, as we said a moment ago? There's a difference between Zman Sh'Oisim Ritzon Shemakim and Zman Sh'Ein Oisim Ritzon Shemakim. Says the Rashbam, that this post, the here we were talking about the way the Keruvim were initially put down. And certainly they weren't put down in a way that represents Ein Oisim Ritzon Shemakim. So how could they originally be put down Pneim Labayis? Answer the Gemara, the way they were put down is Mitzadeid Atzudid. They were on an angle. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Unklas Hager Omer, Kruvim Masit Tzum Heim, the Kruvim face looked like children, Umitzadidim Pneim, and their faces were angled, Ketalman Anufta Barabba, just like when a Talmud leaves from his Rebbe, that he doesn't walk back with his back to his Rebbe. On the other hand, he can't walk facing the Rebbe because he can't walk completely backwards, so he walks at somewhat of an angle. Here too, when they left at this angle. And as the Chasam Sofer explains, the lima here is that there are two types of Jews. There are Jews that are the Loimdei Torah, and there are Jews that are the Machzikei Torah, the supporters of Torah. And Mitzadetz Dudei, they should eat each segment of Klal Yisrael is important for the success of Klal Yisrael, and they should be facing each other, angling towards each other, towards the same goal of Avodas Hashem. Says the Mishnah, as we learned earlier in our Masechta so many times, that sometimes two people could together inherit a property, and they divide it up, with one person getting the property and the other person getting the bar, the pit in the property. Or we had two partners in a property and they split up the property between themselves, one leaving for himself the actual property and the other one taking for himself the bar. But what happens, as the Rishonim point out, is the owner of the bar retains a right of way, retains an easement how to get to his bar. And it's important to point out, it's not that he actually owns the property on which he's going to walk to get to his bar. He doesn't have that type of ownership on that property. He just has a right of way. So, says our Mishnah, Mi sheyesh lo bar lefnim beis shel chaveroi, nichnas b'shtar shadarach b'adam nichnasim. There's a lot of walk through the other person's property only in the time when people usually go. He could walk there only in the normal time that people walk there. Which Pashup Shat means by day. But as the Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't mean strictly by day. Because if the Mishnah would have said, if the Mishnah meant day versus night, the Mishnah would have said, Yoim or Laila. But what the Mara means is that it's time where it's normal. I mean, no, if the day ends early, because if it gets dark at 5 o'clock and it's still normal to walk through, you're allowed to walk through. Or if it gets dark very late, the reverse would be true. What it means is, in the normal hour. And in fact, the Rishonim point out that every situation has to be judged independently, because there are many variables to take into consideration in making this determination. Is it a bar or is it a room? What is the minig hamakom? And all of that is taken into consideration when the Baal HaBar may walk through the property to get to his bar. If he wants to get water out of his bar to give his animal to drink, he's not allowed to bring his animal through the other person's property, which certainly will cause damage. He's only allowed to take the water and bring it out to his umashkim v'chutz and give his animal to drink outside of the house. V'zeh ois loy pesachas, v'zeh ois pesachas. both the Baal HaBor and the owner of the house make a lock around the bar. Ask the Gemara, Pesachs Lahaicha, what does it mean, putting on a lock? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim LeBar. Both of them, the owner of the bar and the owner of the house, put a lock on the bar. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Baal HaBor, that the owner of the bar puts on a lock is understandable. He wants to make sure that none of the water of his bar is taken illegally, and the way he can make sure is by putting a lock on his bar. However, asked the Gemara, El Baal HaBayis Lomeli, why does the Baal HaBayis put a lock on once there's a lock from the Baal HaBor? Because as the Mefarshim help us understand the Gemara Shak Levitaria, there is no reason to be concerned that the owner of the bar, as he walks through the home of this person, will take something, because the people who live in that home will make sure that the Baal HaBor doesn't touch or take anything that he may not. So why does the Baal HaBayis put on a lock? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Chashad Ishtai. If there would be no lock of the Baal HaBayis on the bar, so the Baal HaBor could always be going to his bar. And if we'll find the Baal HaBor in this house, they could come to Chashad. We could come to Chas V'Shalom, accuse him of having an adulterous relationship with the wife of the owner of the home, which is actually not happening at all. But people could, Chas V'Shalom, say that that is the case. By saying that the Baal HaBayis puts a lock on the bar, so now he can never go to his bar only unless the Baal HaBayis is there to open up that lock, and that will prevent the situation that he should ever be in the home alone just with the Baal HaBayis' wife, which will prevent any chshad, which will prevent any accusation that he is acting inappropriately with her. And as the Mefarshim go on to explain, we are obligated of the Yisem and the Kiyam Hashem Yisrael to be above any reproach, anybody questioning our behavior, and this is the way we can, and Chazal made different rules because of that. Says the Mishnah, Mi sheyesh legina lefnim meginasoi shel chaveroi. If somebody has a garden inside somebody else's garden, Nichnas, again the halacha is Nichnas b'shar shaderech b'nei adam nichnasim, v'yoytz b'shar shaderech b'nei adam yoytzim. He only has a right to walk there in the normal hours. Furthermore, v'enem nachnas l'toich etagrin, since he doesn't have full ownership of that area, it's only of a right of way how to get to his garden. He's not allowed to bring customers to purchase the vegetables that grow in that garden. Rather, he should take the vegetables out, and that's how he should sell them. Furthermore, the only thing that he has a right is to go there to get his vegetables, but not for any other purpose. He can't use it as a pathway to get to another property that he owns. However, the Rishonim point out that if his original intention of going there was in order to get vegetables, so, and once he's there, he could obviously continue to use it as a shortcut to get to another property of his. He doesn't have to go out and start walking in a roundabout manner if he was there anyway, beheter. Now the question is, who is the real owner of this area, of this path? So as we have been learning, the real owner of the path is the owner of the area where the path is. And therefore the halach is, v'chitzin zareya saderech. That person is the one that could plant in that path. However, says the Mishnah, noson l'derech minatzad b'dashneim. Instead of giving them a path that runs through the center of this property, the court gave him a piece of property, a path outside of the center of the property. That's one way of learning. Or others explain that it was this path was done, was given by mutual consent, then the halacha is nichnas b'shar shuraitza. He could come and go whenever he wants. Machnas l'toychet hagrin, he could bring customers through that path into his garden, but still lo yikones mitoych l'toych steicheres, he can't use it as a shortcut to get to his field. V'zeh v'zeh en rishon l'zoroi, neither of them may plant on that on that path. Since both parties consented to using this path, we assume that the owner of the garden has designated it strictly to be used as a pathway, and therefore he can't plant there. But that doesn't give a right to the person who has the inner field to plant there, for as we have been learning, he is not the owner of that area. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amas Beis HaShalchan Amni Maichalach. If a seller says, I'm selling you a canal to supply water to an irrigated field, he gives the buyer 2 amas of land for the canal itself, for the width. Since you need a lot of water, he has to give him a canal that's 2 amas wide. And as Rishonim point out, even though we always know that an amma, a canal is called an amma, and here we're calling it, was saying that you get 2 amas, so the Mefarshim explained that the amma, that's the way the Rishonim that we're going to follow the Gemara explained, that the amma is referring to the depth. The depth was an amma, but the width is 2 amas of the actual canal. It's 2 amas. V'amma mikan v'amma mikan l'agafeha. He also gets an amma on each side of this canal. He also gets an amma on each side of this canal, that he needs to be able to stand if something will happen to the canal. Here, however, says the Gemara, Amma beis hakilon ani moichalach, if the seller says, I'm selling you a canal to supply water only to a pond where he used to wash clothing, so you don't need such a large amount of water, so then only noisun loy amma achs l'toichai, he only gets a canal that's an amma width, v'chatzi amma mikan, v'chatzi amma mikan, and a half an amma on each side of the path. Ask the Gemara, v'oisin agafayim mi zorim, who plants on the sides of these paths? Rav Yehuda Mishmul Baal Soda Zorim, his opinion is that the owner of the field is the one that could plant there, that it's still considered the property of the seller. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Amar Baal Sada Noitim, the owner of the field may plant trees there. And says the Gemara, comments the Gemara, Man Amar Zorim, according to Man Amar, says that you can plant seeds there, Koshkein Noitim, you'll have to plant trees there. However, Man Amar Noitim, the Man Amar says that you can plant trees there, Av Zorim Loi, he will not agree that you can put seeds there. Why? Because Chalchulei Mechalcha, seeds penetrate the banks, causing them to collapse. And even though we're allowed to plant there, we don't want that the bank should collapse on the owner of the canal. If indeed the banks of the canal collapse, the owner of the canal could take soil from that field where the canal is located to repair it. Because biyudua shloikola agafel al baisada, we could be sure that the soil is to be found dispersed on that field where the canal is, and therefore he could take soil from there. Maskalor rapapa v'leimalei maya espulal arich. Why can't the owner of the field say to the owner of the canal, "Your water swept your soil away, and why should you be allowed to take any soil?" Alam rapapa shemnas ken kibul al baisada. The claim is certainly possible that none of the soil is in the seller's field. However, Rapapa says that included in the din that we just learned, that the owner of the canal gets soil, gets area on the banks, is also included that should those blanks, chas v'shalom, collapse, he should be entitled to take soil from the field. Says the Mishnah, Mi shahaysa derech rabim iveris toisadeu. If somebody has a public path running through his field, that means that before I bought this property, there was a field that there was a path that the public used that was always given to them. Not in Lahem, not in Mitzad. So I decided that I want to change the path that the public should walk on. And I want to give them a different path. Says the Mishnah, Masha Nosan Nosan, what the new path that is given is theirs, the Shaloi Lahigiyoi. But he doesn't, the original path that he took back from himself, he doesn't get back. However, the Baal Amar points out that this din only applies if the rabbin has already begun to work, to walk on the new path that he gave them. But if the public hasn't begun to use it, and now he realizes that he hasn't accomplished anything, actually he's caused himself only harm, that now he's going to have two paths of the rabbin going through his field, the halach is he could take it back. Other Rishonim, however, disagree with this, and they say once he designated a new path for the rabbin, even though he then recognizes and realizes that he made an error, he cannot turn back. The Mefarshim want to say that it really hinges on the question of Mechil Batas Shmei Mechila. Something done by error is to the rabbin is considered a Mechila or not. Furthermore, says the Sma, that this then only applies if everybody who comes to this city has a right to walk through this path. But if it's only a path used by people of this city alone, then he can make an arrangement with the people of this city that they will agree to use the new path versus the old path, and it will be legitimate. It will be legitimate. Continues the Gemara. Derech HaYochid. When we speak about a derech hayochid, what is the width of a derech hayochid? Dalet amos. A derech hayochid is considered 4 amos wide. That means if there's 2 ways of understanding this Mishnah. One way of saying is that if I sell somebody a derech without specifying what the width should be, what is the customer, what is the buyer entitled to? He's entitled to a path that's 4 amos wide. Others say, no, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where I specifically sold, and in the contract it says I'm selling you a derech hayochid, and the Mishnah is saying that what is the derech hayochid? Dal ramas. Derech harabim, what is the width of a derech harabim? Shesh esra'ama, 16 amas. Just like we find in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Rishus harabim was 16 amas, because they had the 2 agolas, each were 5 amos wide, and the area between them is another 5 amos, is 15, and another amma for the person working there to be able to maneuver to get around. If something fell, he should be able to get back and push back onto the wagon anything that falls off the wagon. Derech HaMelech, the path that a king goes through, Ein Lo Shir. The Torah gives the halacha that Merach Pirates Loi Derech, that the king, wherever he needs to walk, has a right to make his own way. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, that the halacha is Dein Lo Shir, it has no limit. There is a machloikus Rishonim in this halacha of Derech HaMelech. Does the king, under all circumstances, have a right to seize property, to make a path, or only if he's doing it for the benefit of society? Derech HaKever, Ein Lo Shir. The Chazal said that when people are part of Levaya, they should take the most direct route from where the mace is to his Kvura. They're allowed to walk through other people's fields. The Halacha here, again, is Derech HaKever, Ein Lo Shir, that there is no mount, whatever they need to take, they're allowed to take. This machloikus Rishonim is if the din of a derech hamelech and derech hakever, which our Mishnah says both of them have the halacha ein lo shir, if they're truly identical. Some Rishonim say that they're identical. Others say that the Melech has actually more power than the Derech Hameis, and that the Melech not only could take a path, but he could demolish existing buildings for the path that he wants to construct, to walk. The Levaya doesn't have that right. Hamaimed. They used to have at a Levaya a Maimed ceremony when they came back from the Levaya. And we'll speak about this later in the Perek. It says the Mishnah Maimed, the size that's required that when one buys an area to make Mamadis, says the Mishnah, Ein Loish the Yonit Sepura Amru, base Arba Kabin, is the size of Arba Kabin. So, and therefore, somebody sold the right to make an area to be the place where the Maimed ceremony takes place, he has to give an area of Dalit Kabin.